For several decades, Chuck Swindoll has triggered laughter around the world by telling his favorite stories and sharing hilarious illustrations. Like this one, included on the CD titled Chuck's Formula for Family Fun.
One man admitted, I've sure gotten old. I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, I fought prostate cancer, diabetes. I'm now half blind. I can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine. I take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts. I have bouts with dementia. I have poor circulation. Can hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. Can't remember if I'm 85 or 92. I've lost all my friends, but thank the Lord, I still have my driver's license. One of my favorites is just simple, a two-line deal. My memory is not as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be. I love that. Oh, and by the way.
You're invited to request a complimentary copy of the CD from Insight for Living, including this story. It's titled Chuck's Formula for Family Fun. Request your copy at insight.org/laughter. Again, that's insight.org/laughter. While it's true that physical maturity comes with age, that's not true of spiritual growth. In fact, without intentional effort, many older Christians become like a shallow pond, a mile wide and an inch deep. Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll begins a new series designed to help us mature. He'll reinforce the obvious that we grow deeper and stronger when we invest ourselves in the study and application of God's Word. The new series is titled Things to Stop and Start. And today's first message is called Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In.
Today's message is a soul-searching message. It is not designed to help you feel comfortable, but it has been prepared only from the purest of motives for your good and ultimately for your maturity. If I could put into a few words my great goal for this congregation, what you hear today is the statement as my answer. First, I'd like you to take the outline that is in your worship folder and place it at the very end of Hebrews chapter 5. Just place the outline there in folded form right there at Hebrews 5. We'll be looking at the last four verses as I get underway in the message. And then I want to spend some time, especially in the first nine verses of Proverbs chapter 2. If you're not familiar with your Bible, that's fine. Right in the center section are some of the great poetic books. The book of Job, the large book of Psalms, 150 of them. And then interestingly, 31 Proverbs. Fits very neatly into a Bible reading plan where you can read through the Proverbs one chapter a day through the month, and you'll begin again at the beginning of the next month. You can work your way through that book. I have friends who have done that 12 times in the year. Proverbs chapter 2 will be of interest to us. I will be using the New American Standard Bible today, rather than the New Living, because these nine verses are best represented from the Hebrew in the English of Proverbs 2. So that'll explain this particular version. Verse 1, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity and every good course.
You're listening to Insight for Living. To download the message mates that correspond to this program, go to insightworld.org/messagemates. Chuck Swindoll's study is titled, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In.
Most of us are intrigued by deep things. Deep water, deep rivers, deep spaces above us, deep caves and canyons. Being with deep people where we have discussions and conversations that go deep. Beyond the expected and far beyond the superficial and shallow, we're intrigued by those who were able to think deeply. This is especially true with spiritual things. There are times that the Lord seems to open a door and give us an understanding of some deep realization we had missed all of our lives before. And at that moment, there aren't words to describe the sense of satisfaction and gratitude. The man who wrote these words understands that. Whom have we, Lord, but thee, soul thirst to satisfy? Exhaustless spring, the water's free, all other streams are dry. Have you lived long enough to realize that ours is a dry and thirsty land? That there is very little to satisfy the hunger of the heart? Or are you the type of person that seems to find your place on the squirrel cage of everyday existence? Moving from one event to another, not thinking that much about what has happened or what might occur or what will happen as a result of what you're doing. A.W. Tozer put that situation better than anyone I've ever read. May not the inadequacy of much of our spiritual experience be traced back to our habit of skipping through the corridor of the kingdom like children in the marketplace, always chattering about everything, but pausing to learn the true value of nothing. Don't answer out loud. Have you been around people like that? More penetrating question, is that you? Looking back over all the years that you have claimed to know Christ, is there any measurable difference in your walk, your growth, your depth? As a result of those years, while growing older, have you measurably grown up? Really, there are two questions that are designed to capture everyone's attention today. First, where are you in this fast-paced world? Be honest with yourself. No one else really knows, only you know if you're willing to face it and admit it. Simply moving faster? Or have you begun to slow your pace periodically
to let some of the wonder in?
Are you scratching the surface of life, not quite able to figure out how this keeps on happening? Or are you one to probe and to dig deeper, absolutely determined to find out why and what God may be saying to you in the middle of it? Put bluntly, do you still need to be entertained? Or have you come to the place where you really prefer to think deeply and you see through the shallowness of so much of the so-called entertainment? I'm not against entertainment. Don't put me in that category. I'm against superficial, shallow, mindless entertainment that doesn't prompt me to think deeply, that insults my intelligence. Where are you in this journey? Hebrews chapter 5, toward the end, the writer is a bit frustrated, I think, though he doesn't use the word. When I read these words, I read frustration in them. Maybe a little exasperation is a better way to put it. He has just brought up the subject of the order of Melchizedek. Right away, you hear those words and you wonder, what's that all about? And that's understandable. But if you lived in that day and you had been grown up, if you will, in the places of spiritual growth, you should know all about the order of Melchizedek, which is his point at verse 11. Hebrews 5:11, concerning him, we have much to say, and it's hard to explain why. Well, you have become dull of hearing. The New Living Translation says, you are spiritually dull and you don't seem to listen. You're not hard of hearing, you're hard of listening. You've turned it off. When the subject gets deep, you're looking at your watch wondering when the thing is over. Would you get back to the place where you can be entertained? That's just exasperation. I have much more to say, and it will have a great deal to say about your life, but I can't go there. It will be like describing advanced math to a three-year-old. You can't take it in. But how about a 30-year-old? How about a 40-year-old? He goes on with the word for, which is an explanatory connective, because, or as a result of that statement, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. Stop right there. Though by this time suggests that these are all people who have been walking with the Lord for a number of years, like most of you, like most of us. And he's saying, though by this time, you ought to have enough truth under your belt to be able to pretty well lead a class of young learners or help a few people grasp what God is saying or understanding your way as you think your way through the scriptures. But of all things, you're still playing with the building blocks of a nursery. You're still looking over the ABCs of life rather than understanding the depths. You're satisfied with the elementary principles. May I be candid with you? There came a time in Cynthia's and my young adult lives when we realized if we stay at the church we are in, we will be stunted in our growth. We are not being stimulated. We are not being fed. We are not being challenged to ultimately prepare our own meals spiritually. And this is not healthy.
And we determined something that we had never done before. We would break free from what we had been a part of for years and to go out on our own and find a place where we would be fed the good word of God and would be challenged to think and to grow and to learn. His concern is those people haven't made that break. They're willing to sit there in all the superficiality of their current existence. You have come to need, look how the 12th verse ends. You have come to need milk and not solid food. Milk is a beautiful thing when you place it in the mouth of a little newborn and you have a bottle and you have a nipple and you hold the newborn in your arm and you plug it in. And that little creature just, and you watch it and you, that's the cutest thing in the world. But that little newborn is now 30 years old, still on the bottle. That's tragic. If you still need the bottle in your 30s and 40s, wake up. You're not growing. And you're responsible. What if suddenly we were invaded by a foreign enemy and our nation was not able to defend ourselves and we suddenly found ourselves in cell blocks, a few of us here and there, getting to know each other a lot better and not allowed to have a shred of the Word of God? How much of it that you have memorized would you be able to use to encourage the others in your group? How many of you would be able to say, we can be sustained by the spiritual meal that God has given us in His Word? I've spent these years preparing for a moment like this. You say, well, that may never happen. It may happen. And folks, I'll be honest with you, it's time for some of us to realize we're getting older, but not more mature. Look at the next verse. Everyone, that's everybody, that's every one of us who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he's an infant. You don't expect an infant to enjoy solid food. First, they have no teeth. They have not cultivated the taste. They're not old enough to understand or to develop a diet for these kind of things. It takes time. Straight question. As you're analyzing and evaluating where you are in this hurry-up world, do you feed yourself spiritual food? Are you able to open the scriptures at most places and dig right in and feed yourself from the truth? Or do you need to still be spoon-fed by someone else? Nothing wrong with teachers. Everything right about preachers that deliver the goods. We all are grateful for those who are gifted to communicate. That's not the point. The point is, do we rely solely on that individual or those people for our spiritual intake? I'll never forget the call that came into Insight for Living years ago, and the person said, we want to know what Chuck's position is on so-and-so. And the person who took the call was able to say, actually, Chuck hasn't declared a position on this. He said, well, why not? How are we going to know what we ought to believe if he doesn't tell us? Come on. Surely you're not that reliant on one man. Surely you're not just listening to one voice or one preacher or one teacher. Babies have only one mother. But when you grow older, I hope you also are growing up. There's a difference. Growing old is automatic. Growing up never is. And that's what disturbs the writer. He says, solid food, verse 14, is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Oh, isn't that great? As you mature, you learn what's right and wrong. You don't need someone to tell you. You're growing up. You don't need a rule.
You don't need my list or anyone else's list. You know. We love launching children from our home who are by then fairly mature, meaning they know right from wrong. They're able to make it on their own when we're not around. Something very healthy about that. And it breaks the heart of this writer to say, by not going deeper and by not probing for truth, gleaning wisdom in the process, you're still unable to discern where the boundaries are. And you stumble into something stupid and you look back and go, what was I thinking? The problem is you weren't. And it wasn't based on thinking from the scriptures, which is the only inspired source of truth today. The only one. The only one. Verse 14, solid food, however, is for the mature who because of practice, look at that, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. That's it. That's it. That's one of the major reasons you want to grow up. You can discern on your own, this is good, that is bad. You won't learn it in our politically correct society. You won't even be allowed to use words like that because everyone's opinion is to get equal time when, in fact, everyone's opinion is not worth equal time. Wrong opinions are wrong. Unless, of course, you live in a world where you adopt everybody has a right to say and to believe and therefore I must follow along with their opinion. No, I will not. Why? Because I have had my senses exercised or trained to discern good and evil. When I hear an individual teaching, I listen carefully, not to criticize, but to discern what I am hearing. And because of the years of training, and I don't say this out of any sense of pride, but total gratitude to God, I hear error, and I think that is wrong. Or I hear things are not said that need to be said, and the fact that they were not said causes me to realize how weak that teaching is. It's all part of becoming mature. It's a matter of discipline and diligence. Now, this brings me to the second question. Having followed on the heels of the first, where are you in this fast-paced world? Would you really like to change direction? Don't answer out loud, but are you satisfied with where you are? Are you pleased with your Christian life? Are you really able to say, actually, Chuck, I do a pretty good job of feeding myself. I don't know of anyone I really have to rely on for my spiritual meals. I dig them out for myself. I appreciate good teaching, and I admire those who deliver the message accurately and clearly and practically and with humility and clarity, but actually I'm not dependent on that person for my meals. In other words, I'm, for the most part, spiritually self-sustaining. If you are not, you're still a baby. You're still in need of growing up. And that's a serious charge. I'll be honest with you, that one desire, that desire to see people grow up is one of the deepest drives of my heart. It makes me study hard every week because I realize this truth is designed to help a person become increasingly more self-sustaining, dependent on Christ. This will open vistas of the Word of God that may not otherwise open. So guide me, Lord, as I study this so that I'm able to present it in a way that will help them become aware of the value of growing up. It was like the old song says, it's hard to do. Growing up is hard to do.
Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll has introduced a brand new topical series. It's called Things to Stop and Start. And his first message is titled, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In. Perhaps Chuck's teaching today has inspired you to begin growing stronger in your walk with God. Well, there's no better time to start fresh than January. And at Insight for Living, we want to walk alongside you in your journey, not only as a daily companion through this program, but with resources that inspire you along the way. Discover all that's available to you when you go to insightworld.org. With that in mind, Insight for Living prepared an exclusive flip calendar that includes a daily quote from Scripture prepared with an appropriate comment from Chuck. You can place the calendar in a spot where you'll see it every day as a source of motivation for you. It's called Quotable Chuck, Daily Insights from the Pulpit. And it's yours when you give a contribution today. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or give online at insight.org. Please don't underestimate the impact of your financial partnership. No matter the size, your donation truly makes a difference. Our inbox contains ample evidence that God is changing lives, as people all across the country tell us how Insight for Living has become their daily lifeline. And at the end of the year, we heard from so many of our loyal friends who support this daily ministry. Gratefully, many are choosing to automate their monthly gift to Insight for Living, beginning in January. We call them monthly companions. When you sign up today and give your first gift, or just give a one-time donation, we'll be pleased to send you the flip calendar, Quotable Chuck, Daily Insights from the Pulpit. Our phone number again, if you're listening in the United States, is 1-800-772-8888. And online, go to insight.org/monthly companion. Chuck Swindoll continues his message, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In, right here Tuesday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In, was copyrighted in 2014, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2017 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.